Coming, Alex Temkin, Tournament Chair, New England Volleyball Association. Yes, the first to the Finnish New England Winterfest Volleyball Tournament, which is the largest volleyball tournament in New England, designed to showcase girls and boys volleyball players between 12 and 18, college coaches, recruiters. I mean, this is really going to be something. Good morning, Alex. And I'll tell you, it's going to be alive here in good old Hartford.
It is indeed, Brad. It's going to be a great event.
Alex, good morning. Paul Pacelli here. We'll talk a little about the logistics of the tournament. 12 to 18-year-old players. This is, as you say, the largest tournament in New England. And also, I know that players who might be looking for a college scholarship for their varsity volleyball squads, wherever they want to go, this is a good opportunity for them.
It's an excellent opportunity. In the past, we've had upwards of about 110 different college coaches and recruiting coordinators here at the event, watching and taking notes on all the volleyball players. Generally, you know, they come, most of the college coaches are here for the second weekend, more because that age group is what's being recruited currently. This is a sort of a younger age group, but this year with the onset of boys here, we're going to have a lot more men's collegiate coaches here watching that event as well.
Yeah, and I know that traditionally, and I've covered high school and college sports for years, Alex, traditionally people think volleyball and they think, you know, girls are a women's sport, high school, college, even professional. But is the sport increasing among male players in this country?
It definitely is. You know, when I first started, this is the ninth year of this event, and I think that when we first started 9 years ago, collegiately, there was just a handful of men's collegiate teams here in even New England. That's tripled, even quadrupled over the course of the last 10 years. It's very inexpensive to add a men's volleyball program to most collegiate lineups, and it's happening more and more.
Well, you know, when you think about volleyball and you think about the Hartford, this whole area, I mean, what is being built and what's going to happen here, it is going to be tremendous. And I have never heard so many people, I'm talking about moms and dads, that are a little bit upset about their young men playing football anymore. So that I think volleyball has really taken off.
It has indeed. We used to see a lot of dual sport athletes. So we had a lot of basketball/volleyball male players. And now it's really the tides are turning more to volleyball. We have, from a collegiate standpoint, the game has increased so much that it's trickling down now to the high schools, who are adding a lot more men's programs, a lot more boys' programs. Even middle school boys are being added here in New England and here in Connecticut. Connecticut itself has added probably, 20% of their teams have been added in the last 2 or 3 years alone. A lot of new programs. It's a very exciting time for volleyball, which is the second largest sport in the world, next to soccer.
And a lot of people don't realize, too, even beyond playing on a team level, say at a high school or college, there are other opportunities for some of these players, Alex, to play. You know, there is a professional volleyball tour. A friend of mine used to actually compete in some of these regional pro tournaments.
Yep, the New England region volleyball is part of USA Volleyball that runs adult events all over the country. There's professional leagues for indoors, for outdoors, throughout the nation and abroad. Europe has a tremendous league, Euro League volleyball, just as they have Euro League basketball. So there's plenty of opportunity to play well into your 80s. National championships here in the United States has an 80 and over age group that fields, anywhere from 10 to 15 teams every year for a championship.
I'm seeing the economic impact of this is going to be amazing. Talk a little about that.
Well, you know, we will bring in, close to $6 million to the area over the next 2 weekends. Hartford has been a tremendously gracious host. It's been an awesome experience here working with the Dash Shuttle people. and Laura Saul at the Connecticut Convention and Sports Bureau. And, you know, with that, we got the word out to all the restaurants, and that really increases everything. You know, we're going to have probably between 18 and 19,000 people in the area over the next 2 weeks that are all staying locally. This is what we call a stay-and-play tournament, which means if you're entered in this tournament, we require you to have hotel rooms in the local area, and we do that to help boost the economy.
Well, I'll tell you, Alex, you know, I remember when people were saying we're going to have this kind of ball in Hartford. I mean, you know, but you wait and see. This is going to pack them in. I just know it is.
And with that, you know, that's what we're hoping. We want to get as many people in here watching the sport as we can. We've got this year we have 27 volleyball courts, so there's going to be 27 matches going on every hour for 12 hours. It's a lot. It's a lot of volleyball, and it's a tremendously wonderful carnival-like atmosphere to watch, you know, 27 courts all playing volleyball all at the same time.
Okay, so it's tomorrow, it's Saturday and Sunday, this coming Saturday and Sunday, the 12th and 13th, 2 days, and then next weekend on Martin Luther King Jr. weekend, 3 days, and it goes at the Connecticut Convention Center, correct?
That's correct.
Great. And logistics, people can just go and, well, buy a ticket to get in and watch, correct?
You can purchase tickets here when you get here. There's a discount if you purchase them online at sportwrench.com, sportwrench.com. You can buy them online, and then you'll get a QR code, and we can scan it, and we'll give you your bracelet for entry here.
Cool.
Laz has been great, giving us a flat rate of $7 here at the Marriott parking lot. There's some $5 lots that they're giving us, peripheral lots outside the area as well, which is an excellent deal considering it's normally about $19 a day.
Great. Excellent.
Well, again, this is just what, you know, these are the things that are going to bring Hartford back all the way when we're done. You wait and see.
Excellent. And that's what we're hoping to help you guys get there.
Thanks, Alex. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Have a good day.
Okay. It's-